Now, Asia First on CNA 938.
We're back from the long Christmas weekend. And if you were looking for last minute gifts, you might have gone to the malls. We won't tell on you. Well, there's a new kid on the block in case you were wondering which mall to head to that you're not bored of yet. And that's One Holland Village. I realise that you mentioned actually earlier this morning, yes. Joel, that you were there over the weekend.
I was in fact. And well, you know what? It was a nice coincidence because I actually did not know that we were going to have our next guest on to talk about this particular mall. So it's a really nice coincidence. The first thing that struck me was the scale of this mall. It's huge. Mm-hmm. The second thing was the yapping and barking and, you know, occasional growling.
Not from humans.
Not from humans. Not from irate shoppers in search of Christmas discounts. Well, because this is a very pet-friendly mall, specifically for dogs.
Exactly. So the mall currently allows pets in more than 20 eateries and stores. It gives you an idea of just how expansive the mall is, as Joel said. And while pet owners are happy for this, you know, there aren't a lot of places in Singapore that welcome pets in a recreational manner. A lot of them do allow guide dogs, for example. This is the first of its kind. So how does the mall and its security then plan to prevent accidents from happening? We have to think about the worst, right? What's the liability of the mall and the individual shop or the eatery when it comes to having pets around? So we want to go and find out today, and we're going to find out now from Gloria James Civetta, head lawyer at GJC Law. Gloria, good morning.
Hi, good morning, both. Merry Christmas and happy Boxing Day.
Likewise to you. Merry Christmas as well to you and yours, Gloria. So let's talk about this One Holland Village Mall and perhaps in the future, other malls that might follow suit in making themselves pet friendly. What should they be prepared for legally when making themselves pet friendly?
Okay. I myself, you know, I'm a pet owner, but I have to say I've yet to visit this place. So, you know, because I'm kind of worried about, is there enough measures to protect in the event I bring my pet to, you know, to the mall? So brings me back to the question is, you know, the mall owes a duty of care to any human and furry visitors that come to the mall. They have to ensure that the safety and comfort of the human and furry visitors is there. So, you know, to put things in place, the mall should establish clear signage and rules outlining the expected pet behavior and owner responsibility, ensuring that any visitors follow the protocols. I believe what will be important is they need to train a set of customer service officers to identify and deal with pet incidents, including issuing warnings if necessary. Because I do understand, you know, because when I was doing my own search, you know, should I pay a visit to this mall or not, I understand from social media that the general concerns from the public is the mall safe and is it hygienic? So I believe these are some of the things that the mall should be prepared for.
Exactly. This issue is something I wanted to ask you specifically about, the hygiene factor, because we have malls, like you pointed out, some malls, some establishments already allow pets in there, but only under special circumstances, if they are there to assist visually impaired individuals, for example. But at One Holland Village, what I witnessed over the weekend when I was there was, you know, dogs, large dogs, small dogs, coming in and out freely from F&B establishments, restaurants, you know, where the food is placed out and served openly on tables. So when it comes to hygiene, is that potentially another area of legal liability that needs to be factored in when it comes to the responsibilities that these establishments have?
Yeah, I would say it is. Because if you have a situation where, assuming, you know, the place, the floor is wet, you might have an incident where someone slips and falls because, you know, the dog could have urinated there accidentally. You never know. A lot of things could happen. So, but I believe that there's some restrictions in place depending on the type of stores you visit. I'm not sure whether you saw it there. They have stickers, I think, store labels that says that pets are welcome outdoor seating, and maybe pets are welcome only in a carrier. So I take it that the liability will be limited to the kind of store labels that each of the store carries.
So I'm curious now about the insurance aspect of the entire situation here, right? So obviously there's now pet insurance. So obviously yes. if anything happens to the pet, there is coverage for the owner to claim. But what about the establishments and the mall developer, the mall owner itself, when it comes to insurance coverage? What is recommended? What's the recommended approach when it comes to insurance in claiming for liabilities or any accidents that may occur on the property?
So I take it that, you know, one, it being a pet-friendly mall, one might tend to see there's going to be in future a lot of scratches and perhaps some kind of damages done by the pets,
right.
you know. And this is, I wouldn't say that it's, you could blame the customers and the patrons or the pets directly. So technically, the mall should take up I would say insurance coverage to cover all these potential damages that can be unforeseen. But if you're looking at not only these kind of damages, but what if you have injuries that's been sustained by the owner or the pet itself, that should be viewed on what kind of specific incident that has taken place, whether is it a liability of the mall or is it a liability of the pet owner itself. So one would have to explore further. And I believe that I hope that the malls have guidelines in place to address all these issues.
Speaking about insurance, are you aware if there is currently available pet damage specific, you know, insurance policies available for such establishment owners?
No, I'm not. not able to share.
Okay.
I'm not aware of that.
It's very specific, yeah. Very niche. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would say. But I do understand countries like in, especially in Melbourne and all that, cities in Melbourne, they do have such insurance in place. So I'm not sure whether we have something like that in Singapore as yet.
Maybe it's about time that we visit that option. So, Gloria, in the event of a pet-related incident, and this is just going on a day-to-day basis, what should the establishment do? What should be the step-by-step approach for dining establishments, shops, the mall developer on the account of when an accident or incident occurs involving a pet?
I think what one should do is, you know, you have to ensure that, assuming that all guidelines and protocols are in place, you know, and there's CCTVs to record such incidents and, you know, parties are able to view such incidents. I think what's important is that it should begin from the customer service officer. So if you have a trained set of people there, they can, you know, and if they are patrolling the area, they will be able to take into consideration as in, you know, be the first respondent to such situations. And if you have such an incident, of course, the priority is the safety of all those involved, that, not excluding the pets, but also including the owners. So if the incident is very serious, you shouldn't just deal with it in the mall itself or with the store owners. What you should do is contact the authorities and also any emergency services if needed. What the trained customer service officer ought to do is, you know, because you are there, they have to start gathering the information, contact details of any witnesses, document any injuries or property damages by taking pictures or videos. So the long and short of it is the mall and the shop should also be transparent in communicating and reporting these incidents. And I would say a step-up measure would be to review the incidents and also make necessary changes to, you know, their current policies in order to prevent future incidents. So it should be something for them to take into consideration and learn from the incident moving forward.
Another perspective we also want to consider is the how welcomed people feel, how inclusive this public space is, because many people, you know, for a variety of reasons, some cultural, some personal preference, they're not really comfortable around dogs. What's an appropriate way for the mall to address such concerns and perspectives?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a very valid point, because I believe that was one of the comments that was floating around in social medias when I was having a look at it. I believe certain areas should be, you know, pet-free, such as like nursing rooms or child play areas, because you never know, because any patrons would want to use these facilities. Perhaps maybe to consider you know, having a designated entrance for owners. I mean, no, I mean, if you are pet-free entrances, maybe to facilitate easy access to such areas, maybe that's one thing. But what if you have a situation where a store refuses to display any labels because they're not welcoming any pets? And the owner feels maybe sort of confined, you know, what am I going to do? I need to go to this shop. Do I come back again? Perhaps maybe the mall can consider pet sitting services. And I believe that what we should be looking at is the patrons who are not pet owners. The level of comfort should be there if clear display labels are put at the front, you know, at the front of the store, so that the patrons themselves would know whether, you know, they should be entering or not entering this particular store.
Pet sitting services. I think you just gave some of us another brilliant business idea. Maybe we'll set up such a service at the mall itself.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Yeah. I mean, these suggestions and concerns, really, Gloria, give us as pet owners, non-pet owners, as well as mall owners, establishment owners, really something to think about. It is an unprecedented move here in Singapore. And we thank you for your expertise in looking into the matter. We appreciate you having coming onto the show to talk us through this.
Thank you for having me.
That's our pleasure. That's Gloria James Civetta, head lawyer at GJC Law.